If you haven't heard this song yet, just wait. It's the debut hit from Gretchen Wilson, Redneck Woman, and it's bound to be echoing through backyards and out of car windows all summer long. Redneck Woman raced up the Billboard chart to become the number one country single. The album debuted at number one on the country chart. All this from a 30-year-old single mother who grew up in trailer parks in Pocahontas, Illinois. I stand barefooted in my own front yard with a baby on my hip, 'cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say, hey, y'all, and yee-haw. We asked Jessie Scott, program director of XM Satellite Radio's Cross Country Channel, why she thinks Gretchen Wilson's anthem about redneck women has caught on so fast.
What I thought the first time that I heard it was, this is a breath of fresh air. Gretchen Wilson is maybe single-handedly bringing some soul back to country. And the reason why I say that is, so much of what's come down over the course of the last several years has been so pop that it's soulless and it's homogenized. And this is fresh and free and wonderful, and you know, the message is great too. Victoria's Secret, well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy.
There's one other thing in its favor, I guess. You can dance to this song. I would bet there's a line dance already that is being done to Redneck Woman across the country.
And that's a refreshing thing, too, because there's been a dearth of that over the course of the last several years.
Do you think this is the kind of song that male country singers have been singing for years, talking about trucks and honky-tonks and drinking and carousing with friends? And maybe what's unusual is just that it's now a woman who's saying, this is all the stuff I like to do, too.
Women have traditionally in country been a little bit more buttoned down, but there of course have been times in the past where there were real anthems. You want to go back to Loretta Lynn's The Pill or K.T. Osland's 80s Ladies. They were both, you know, demonstrative female statements. And of course the Dixie Chicks' Goodbye Earl, maybe the definitive one, but it's good to see.
It sounds like there's a bit of a backlash going on. I was looking online and people were saying, you know, this is just what we were hoping country music would get away from.
There is, for a lot of people, a certain shame about country and about being poor or not being as worldly. And I don't think that necessarily has to be the way that you approach your life. There are a lot of people that feel that way, and that's the reason why when they move to the city, they forsake their roots. They don't listen to country anymore. But the reality is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of it. It's wonderful, and we should celebrate it. I'm glad that Gretchen does. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country.
You know, this is a song that demands audience participation in this hell yeah chorus, and I'm picturing state fairs across the country this summer with acres of sunburned shoulders and fists pumping in the air and women going nuts.
I think that's really true, and I kind of find it ironic for a lot of people. Hell yeah wouldn't be words that they would have ever uttered, but now it's okay to get that arm up in the air.
Sing along. Well, Jessie Scott, thanks so much.
Anytime.
Jessie Scott is program director of XM Satellite Radio's Cross Country Music Channel, talking about the debut hit by Gretchen Wilson, Redneck Woman. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I said hell yeah. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.